Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining me today. So on today's show, we are going to talk about a really amazing program in Wayne County. It's the Wayne County Food Pantry Program. And my two guests today, one is Dave Hartung and the second one is Clarissa Wimmers. Good morning, Dave and Clarissa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And both of you work for Wayne County. Dave is the Integrated Services Specialist for Wayne County, and Clarissa is the Wayne County Food Pantry Coordinator, correct? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as you know, I work with both of you all the time, which is truly amazing. If you don't know Dave and Clarissa, you need to get to know both of them because they do so much for Wayne County overall, and they're just, like I said, two amazing people. But, you know, the Wayne County Food Pantry Program, I feel, even from me being in my position for the last 5 years, has truly evolved. You know, has the pandemic made something of that? Yes, but I also feel that you and your team have worked so hard to, you know, improve the resources for our community. So can you tell us a little bit about the Wayne County Food Pantry and, like, what is it all about? Who can get involved or who can access the resources?
So Wayne County Food Pantry serves Wayne County, and we have 5 sites in Wayne County. They include Lakewood, Damascus, Honesdale, Lakeville, and Newfoundland. So to get involved in terms of accessing food from us, you need to do an application. It's really quite simple to do. You would identify the person who's going to be the point person and then any other people in the household. And all we really need to do with that is to have the age and the last 4 digits of their social. That helps us organize our things in the database. So the traditional pantry program is funded mostly through our USDA program. And those do have income guidelines. It's 185% of poverty. And if you don't understand what that means, you can call and we'll help you out and see where you can fit into the program. So that's the basics of it. Each pantry operates on a monthly basis and they receive shelf-stable food, which is a variety of things that are available. They can be tuna fish, it can be canned or pouched chicken. We can have lentils or green peas, along with farm fresh products, which include produce, milk, and eggs.
Mm-hmm. Which is something, again, that has evolved over the years. You know, I think the pandemic has helped, you know, support some of those ideas of fresh foods. And I think that's what's so important for individuals who are listening that may qualify or want to use the food pantries to know that, you know, it's not just a can of beans or, you know, something that they may not want to use. This is foods that you are working towards to help them make a healthy meal, right? Mm-hmm. To help feed their family, which is so important nowadays because many people are struggling with what we call food insecurity.
That's right. And people oftentimes have gotten away from cooking at home and have used more processed foods. So we try to introduce them to foods that are not as processed.
Mm-hmm.
So people are often challenged when they see those dried pinto beans or split peas. And we help to dispel the thought that it's so difficult to do because it's really not hard mm-hmm. to do. So part of what we established was a pantry news. So that goes out with every newsletter. And it identifies many of the products that are in your bag or your box. And gives you basic, really simple recipes that you can use at home.
Right, right. And you know, truthfully, I don't cook as often as I probably should. You know, I usually pick 2 days a week to do all that stuff. But having that newsletter that gives you some helpful hints, which again, it's not elaborate cooking. It's you know, simple instructions, right? Where you can make a good meal out of dried beans or something like that, mm-hmm. right?
And you don't have to buy a huge amount of things to go to make that special meal.
Mm-hmm. Which is so important to know. So, you know, we're going to talk more about the food pantry, but there are, you know, what happens if individuals are listening? Because that may want to support the food pantry and some of the services. I know there is something now available, Dave, that if individuals listening and they want to make a donation to the food pantry, it's not always a good idea to go through your food pantry and pick out all the expired foods, right? I mean, we want to try and get away from that thought and maybe support it financially some way. Can you explain how they can do that?
Yeah, thanks, Carol. So as we alluded to earlier, that the pandemic presented lots of challenges, but it also presented the food pantry with opportunities. And one of these opportunities came out of the Emergency Food Relief Program that was set up by the Wayne County Commissioners with the help of the Wayne County Community Foundation, or through the Wayne County Community Foundation, and with the help of all of our community members who donated. And it was, you know, a great outpouring of just generosity, and that was able to fund this Emergency Food Relief Program that supported, I want to say, a little over a month during you know, when COVID first came and everything shut down, and we were able to get different sites up through our local school districts and provide emergency food to families. And part of that program was to purchase food through from our local farmers. So they were getting fresh milk, eggs, produce, all from you know, farms either in Wayne County or right in the vicinity of Wayne County. And so that program, fortunately, we have been able to continue. And and recently, though, because we're no longer in an emergency, that we've renamed the fund through the Wayne County Community Foundation called Farms to Families Fund. And so people can donate through at that website, which is waynefoundation.org. And there is... And those funds go specifically to these local farmers. And again, it's the fresh milk, eggs, and produce. And they then go to pantry consumers at each of our five sites. So that's the whole other aspect that we're looking to try to improve. Again, as you said earlier, that it's no longer just a pantry of non-perishable, shelf-stable items, but we're trying to improve the level of proteins that they're able to have at each distribution, and we're also trying to improve vegetables and just healthier options overall.
Right, and in the same turn, provide those healthy options with supporting our local farmers. You know, a lot of us are used to going to a supermarket and picking up the items we need, but not sometimes realizing where those items come from, especially fresh eggs, milk, produce, lettuce, carrots, potatoes, and things like that, which many of our local farmers, if we can support them, that can help sustain our community. And it helps keep them in business, but yet in the same turn, we provide healthy options for the individuals who participate in our food pantry program, correct?
That's correct. Plus, what we also do is what we saw during the pandemic was our supply chain broke down. So it became really hard to get them. So if you remember, we had empty shelves of vegetables or canned goods, whatever it was. So when we support our local piece, we're also supporting our local supply chain so that in the event we have another crisis, we have the relationship built to better serve our community.
Right. And I am so proud to live in Wayne County, work in Wayne County, because I feel the resources we have here are so beneficial to our community. No doubt about that. So, you know, if someone is listening and they want, you know, to learn more about the pantry, is there a phone number that they can call?
Mm-hmm. So the phone number would be 570-253-4262, extension 0.
Right.
So you can get basic information there. You can always go to the Wayne County website where there's information there, and all of our archived newsletters are there too that you could take a look at.
Just for everybody's information to help them navigate the website, is because when you go onto the WayneCountyPA.gov website, the pantry is under the Human Services tab, so you'd have to click on the Human Services and then go to pantry, and then from there the newsletter and the brochure. Which also in the brochure has the income guidelines. So if folks just want to check out you know, if they're eligible through that or someone they know is eligible, they can go on to the website to check that. But you do have to scroll to the Human Services tab and access it that mm-hmm. way.
And I know there is also a great video there also that they can watch. You can't see, but Dave and I are smiling because we showed that to our community advisory board, or we sent it to them to watch it. And what it shows is how the pantry works, which is truly amazing, and how you box up the foods, how you get them ready to transfer them to the different sites that you have throughout Wayne County, but also the volunteers that work through the pantry. And I'm sure this statement you can definitely talk to, you can always use more volunteers, correct?
Oh, that's always true. And it's amazing to see our volunteers at work, the dedication that comes from them, the spirit and the love that comes from them at each and every hour that they put in. So in our system, we have over 100 volunteers that in the last year have done about 3,000 volunteer hours. And there's always a place for people to come in.
Right. And so they can also reach out to you at that number that you mm-hmm. provided if they wanted to volunteer, correct, their time.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
So now I know you've recently were able to have funding and bought two box trucks, right, a refrigerated one and a non-refrigerated one where you can bring different items out to different areas. But you also have implemented maybe some pop-up pantries or some other services that maybe an individual, if they're over the guidelines and can't apply for the food pantry, but yet they still need assistance, there's stuff available. Can you talk a little bit about the pop-up pantries?
Sure. So we launched this as a pilot last spring, just before school was out, and served up into the Preston-Damascus areas. We wanted to see how it would be received, and we chose that by the demographics that the school district had provided to us. And it's also for an area where there is basically a food desert. It's really hard for people to get food in their immediate community. And what we've done is brought in a couple of other partners, which have been a local church as well as the Y. So these boxes have shelf-stable food. It's a variety of things that are there. It's just meant to help enhance what you have in the pantry. There are no income guidelines. And I think the thing that's important, whether you're looking for the box program or you're looking for the pantry program, is that this doesn't have to be something that you have to feel you're less than because you're looking for the support right now. It can be a short-term time, mm-hmm. And it may be a long-term time. We have people that'll come in and be with us for several months, and then things are fine, and we won't see them again for several months or sometimes several years. People will always talk to me about wanting to give back, and so the way to give back is when you're ready, come to us as a volunteer and help mm-hmm. build our community.
Right, which is, again, there are so many different ways to give back. If you can't do it financially, maybe you have time. You know, even if it's an hour or two that you can be there on distribution day or the day that you pack up all the items to go out and be ready for when you have a distribution day, mm-hmm. correct?
Mm-hmm. And we have people that we're now bringing on board to help us clean, you know, push the broom, turn the water on, that kind of thing, right? So when you'll see our trucks, you're right, you mentioned our trucks. We now have our logo on there, and we've identified who our major sponsors are, collaborators are, as well as the farmers that have been meant so much to us. Mm-hmm. And there's the QR code on the back, too, so that you can use your phone to access how to get to Farms to Family.
Which is, again, a great resource for our community because you donate to that program and it goes back into our community, mm-hmm. Which, again, there's no anything deducted from that. That money goes straight from there back to buying healthy foods and produce, supporting our local farmers, which is so important. Things that grants and other federal funds don't necessarily pay for, correct? Mm-hmm. Which is so important for people to understand.
Right. It's a win-win. I mean, our farmers have really, they've really appreciated being a part of this and being able to do this. And it's also helped, it's helped them out. And of course, it's helped us out and it's helped our consumers out. And they've spoken, you know, anecdotally at every distribution, just about when we engage any of them to talk about what the fresh produce has meant for them. And even when they're not sure about what to do with the fresh produce, because it might not be something they're familiar with, they're still very appreciative for it.
Right.
And recognize that it's something that's of value to them.
Right. But again, they can pick up a copy of that Pantry News, which often has a recipe to correspond with the new food items that you may provide with individuals. Correct.
Correct.
And you take a lot of effort to actually think about what you can provide them on that monthly basis for those individuals. We were talking about that. And you're even trying to get more fresh meats or higher quality proteins, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is not the pantry of 30 years ago. 30 years ago, it was cutting edge because we hadn't had it before. So there was a lot of innovative thinking that was going on now. That's how we ended up with our 5 sites in the county. And so we're building upon the history and just evolving us a little bit further.
Right, right.
And our partnership with Dave Super Duper has helped us out a lot to be able to gain access to some fresh proteins.
Mm-hmm. Which is, and again, I can't say enough about Dave Super Duper and many of our other local grocers, how supportive they are for our community as well.
Absolutely.
So, Dave and Clarissa, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, anytime. Again, so you can listen to the show on the Wayne County Food Pantry. If you need more information, you can give them a call at 570-253-4262. I remember it by heart. This is Carol Knier. I want to wish you a great day. Thank you for listening.